Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, are you juggling? If there was a word that I was to use that would describe what's happening in my life right now, it would be, yes, juggling. One of those balls going up into the air that's being tossed around is the news that is coming at rapid speed about the coronavirus and this pandemic. That ball's going in all sorts of directions in unpredictable ways. Another ball that's being tossed around in my juggling is the change in life routines. It's been a major change in the Lucky household. Both my wife and I are working at home, and our three kids are home from school and will be so all the way at least until April 28th. Let's just say it's been very stressful. We're doing our best to get our work done, and we're also doing our best to have good activities and things to learn for our children, especially our third grader and our kindergartner, but it's been stressful. Our one-year-old has discovered chocolate chips. However, he has not discovered what they're supposed to be used for. He thinks that they are a decoration for the walls. And so right now in our hallway, our walls are streaked with brown chocolate chips for about 3 feet. Yes, it's been stressful. And of course, one of those balls that's being tossed around and juggled are those emotions. How are you sleeping? How are you managing your anxieties? How is the fear inside? This week, if you plugged into the Red Letter Challenge, you might have been very frustrated because it looks like one more ball is being tossed into the juggling mix. The Red Letter Challenge talks about serving. And if you took a look at some of those requests of the Red Letter Challenge, you might have been a little frustrated. One of the days asked us to invite people over into our homes and have dinner with them, people that wouldn't normally be invited into someone's home. That's not going to happen these days. One other request was to look at the needs of others before yourself. That's hard to do, especially when you're looking for that toilet paper at the grocery store. You got to take care of yourself and your own needs. Another request this last week in our devotion said, if someone is sick, visit them. That's from the scriptures. Now, that's really not a way to serve in these days as we are practicing social distancing and being responsible about that. And please do that. Juggling. We're juggling all these things, and one more ball is thrown in the midst of all the things that are coming at us, this request from God's word to serve. You know, juggling seems like something that is very chaotic and out of control, but I've learned to juggle, actually, and what I've found is that it's actually very controlled and focused. And what works for someone who is juggling is this, not to focus on the third or fourth ball coming their way, but to focus on the immediate ball that they're tossing and catching. And this is also true. What doesn't help in juggling is thinking about the past drops and the past mistakes. What helps is focusing on the one ball that you're tossing and catching. That's the way serving works. When we are in the present and we're focused in the moment, not thinking about what will come in the future and not thinking about what has happened in the past, and we stay focused on what God is showing us in the moment, that's when true service can happen. My friends, our text that was read just a few moments ago by Callie from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 details a time in the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in which a church was juggling a whole bunch of situations and difficulties. I just want to remind you of those things. We read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but you see, just a chapter back, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we hear about sickness and illness and even death that breaks out in the church at Corinth. If you back up about four chapters later to chapter 7, we find out that another ball that they're juggling, or that Paul's juggling and as he interacts with this church, is that there are illicit relationships in this church. If you go back one chapter beyond that to chapter 6, we find out that there are lawsuits among the believers. And then if you go to the very beginning of this letter from Paul to this church in Corinth, we find out that there are outright divisions and strife that is happening. And then here, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the text that we read for service today, it looks like Paul is throwing in one more ball into the mix. He asks them to serve, to use their gifts for the common good. How frustrating it must have been for these Corinthians to hear that message with all the problems that they were experiencing and the strife. And then for Paul to throw in one more ball to serve. Paul knew that this church had a lot of talent. He lists them there in our reading. They had knowledge. They had the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues. They had healing capabilities. Paul doesn't focus in so much, I believe, on those gifts. I believe what Paul is focusing in on in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is how we can use any of the gifts and talents that we have to serve the common good, to serve others. It's as if Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, don't think about how you can use your talents and gifts for the future to benefit yourself. And don't think about how you can use your talents and gifts or how you failed in using your talents and gifts in the past. It looks like what Paul is saying here is whatever gifts and talents you have, look for the needs of the people that are right in front of you. The ball to juggle that's right in front of you, to throw and to catch. My friends, serving is really about staying in the moment, using our gifts to serve the common good for others. That's what true service is all about. If we were to focus on the future right now, in about 2 or 3 months, or even in a couple of weeks, you might be feeling great fear about what is coming, perhaps doom. Or you might be thinking about a great vacation that you could finally do in August, perhaps, when things get better. But see, if we were to do that, we would miss the opportunities that God is giving us right before us to serve. And if we, in this time, think about how things should have been, or who is at fault for all these problems. You see, if we do that too, that's not going to be helpful, and we'll miss the opportunities that are right in front of us to serve. You know, some of those listings of things to do in the Red Letter Challenge truly are unrealistic. We're not going to visit the sick. Please don't do that. Be a good citizen. Practice social distancing. And we're not going to invite people over to our homes for dinner. But here's the thing. What is God presenting right in front of you to serve for the common good? Maybe it is writing a word of encouragement in a note to one of our members here at Peace. We have people that are isolated in a way that they never have been their entire life. Maybe it is picking up your phone and calling someone. Some of our members are in families and they're interacting and socially engaged, but some of our members are truly all alone right now. Maybe the way to serve is to just simply practice social distancing and not be in the presence of others so that you can preserve their life and their well-being. Or maybe it's something like this. I heard it from one of our members just a couple days ago. Maybe it's making masks for healthcare workers. If you'd like to do that, contact me. There are some people in our Philomath community that are doing that right now. I know that you're juggling a lot. I know that a lot is going on in your life, but consider that one extra ball that's being presented to you. How is God presenting you ways to serve others? You know, as I think about Jesus and the way that he served, I have to say there's one moment in his life that he truly showed what true service is all about. It's found in John chapter 13, the moment in which Jesus is in the upper room that Thursday on the night in which he was betrayed. You see, Jesus was juggling a whole bunch of things in that moment. Behind him were the people that had betrayed him and been dismissive about his messages. His mind could have been filled with all of those thoughts about what had happened just a few days before. In front of him, there was a whole bunch coming. An arrest, betrayal, denial, a trial, flogging, being put on the cross, and ultimately dying. And he knew all about it on that night that he was betrayed. Certainly his mind was filled with all those thoughts of the future. No, my friends. You know what John 13 says? It says that Jesus' focus, as he juggled all these things, was on his disciples and on washing their feet, their stinky, smelly, sweaty, dirty feet. And in that moment, you see, those disciples that were there knew that they had a Lord and Savior that would be with them throughout all the crises in their life, that their Lord and Savior would not be consumed with the future or the past, but he would be there with them in the moment. Jesus came not to be served. He came to serve. And he came to be focused one person at a time, one sheep at a time, one concern at a time. And friends, the news is even better. And here it is. Do you know what ball Jesus is juggling right now and focused on, that service opportunity? It's you. He cares about you. He loves you. High above the city of Rio de Janeiro is a statue of Jesus. It's called Christ the Redeemer. It stands about 700 feet up on a mountain above the city. It stands itself, I believe, at about 100 feet in height and 100 feet in width. For about 100 years, the people of Rio de Janeiro have looked up and seen the outstretched arms of Christ the Redeemer, and they have seen and they have been reminded that Jesus is juggling their concerns and their fears. Well, this last week, something interesting happened to that statue, Christ the Redeemer. The governing authorities in Rio de Janeiro decided to project all the flags of the world on that statue. And as I saw that picture, and as you see it now on your screen, it should remind us that Jesus is able to juggle all the concerns and worries that are going on in the world today. He's able to serve each of those. So what is your worry? What is your concern? What is your fear? Jesus is able to serve your need. He was willing to do it for his disciples in John 13, and he's willing to do it for you this day with those fears, anxieties, and troubles that we have. Now, here's the thing for us. In these broadcasts and these online worship opportunities, we also want to challenge our people to think about how God is working in their lives. And so there's a question that I want you to think about here as we transition towards the end of my message. The first one is this. As you juggle the things in your life right now, what is the ball right in front of you? What is the opportunity to serve that is right in front of you? Now, we don't want to think about the third or fourth thing down the road. We don't want to think way down in the future, like in a couple of months when we can move around. And we don't want to think big. None of us are going to go on a mission trip. None of us are going to take a significant position in the community or the church or anything like that. But God's doing something right now. He's presenting us with opportunities that maybe we never had before. 6 months ago, we never would have thought to connect with a person. Now, we're thinking a little bit more of how we should connect with somebody. Or maybe a year ago, you thought about, it's no big deal to bring forgiveness to a situation. Well, now, with what is happening in the world, maybe now's the time to reach out and serve that person and by offering forgiveness. God is doing incredible things, even in the midst of these unprecedented times. And I'm sure that's true also for your personal life. So what is the ball right in front of you? What does the opportunity serve? And then secondly, this is more something that for you to share. Now, if you're with family, go ahead and share in your family, in your home. But if you're alone, pick up your phone and call someone up and have a discussion about this. Share a time you went an extra mile for someone. What did it mean to him or her? And what did it do for you? God's peace be with you as you juggle, as you experience difficulty, but most of all, as you recognize that you are held firmly in the grip of Jesus in these times. God's blessings be with you. Amen.